Yes, I think he, yes, he was. He was born in this parish. Because he, yeah, because he came from out in the, like I say, in the Deerfield area, you know? Mm-hmm. That's a community where you find most of the Millikens now, in the, that Deerfield area.
Mm-hmm. So your grandfather was pretty well educated then?
Yes, he, well, like I say, he lived with my dad when I was small, and he was, yeah, very well, because he was, you know, he was a minister, and mm-hmm. he's reading the Bible and preaching, so he must have, mm-hmm. plus he built a church. Mm-hmm. He had to know something.
Yes. What about your grandmother? Do you know anything about where she was born and her education? And
my grandmother on my father's side? Mm-hmm. Grandmother on my father's side. Let me see now. There are a lot of little missing pieces in that side. There's a lot of missing pieces on both sides, really, but I guess, let me see now. Can I get this thing together? But I always concern myself with the male side of my dad's people rather than the female side. And I can't recall. Mm-hmm.
Do you think she was born in this parish? Or?
She was born. Yes, she was born in this parish. She's born in this parish. Mm-hmm. Yes, she was born in this parish. Because they. It's just like I was telling you at first about these sections or these certain areas of. Like we spoke of Port Hudson and Greensburg and. These people seem to, I don't know, it seemed to me intermarriage went on in these communities. Because mm-hmm. I can go out in that area and there's 500 people out there. If I meet them, we're all tied up some kind mm-hmm. of way, you know? So, I mean, you can almost put a finger on her being born in that area, because that's the way, that's the pattern they followed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you know if she could read and write, or?
Yes, I'm pretty sure she could. Mm-hmm. I would say yes. I don't know her. I don't know her name, but I'm knowing grandfather like I knew him. She had to have something on the ball.
Yeah.
You know.
Did she ever work or?
No, those people out there were pretty well. Oh, they were. These people were pretty. These people were farmers, I found those people to be they're big landowners out there now, mm-hmm. you know, because we have about say 60 or 70 acres in the vicinity where he was living that's still in the family, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would say that they were pretty successful uh-huh. farmers, you know.
Can you go back further than your grandparents on either side of your family?